This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
One of the best atmospheres I've seen here at Gillespie in a long, long time. We are just about set. The Miners getting introduced right now to this big crowd here at Gillespie High School. Coming up Monday night, girls sectional play from Hillsboro. What a ball game it'll be. Hillsboro ranked 9th in the state to end the year. Takes on Pleasant Plains, who finished the year ranked 10th. In 2A, they will play semifinal number one. Tip at 6, live coverage about 5:50 Monday night right here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. The second semifinal from Hillsboro on Monday night will have Greenville, the second-ranked team in state, taking on Porta. Of course, for the Comets, their only loss of the year happened at Hillsboro at the hand of the Toppers back in early December. And oh, how sweet it would be to get a rematch of Hillsboro and Greenville for the sectional championship. The Toppers, though, will have their hands full with the Plains Cardinals come Monday night. Staunton on the road, red uniforms here tonight, trimmed out in the white and the black. Staunton in white lettering across the front. For the Miners, they're in the home white uniforms, trimmed in the orange and the black, and they have Gillespie in black lettering across the front. Booth to jump for Staunton. Ottersburg for Gillespie. The student sections are primed. The ball's in the air, and here we go. Tap controlled by Staunton, and they will get it to start. Cox, quick trigger three, got it. Silas Cox, no hesitation, buries the three ball off the right wing, and the Bulldogs set up a little man-to-man full-court pressure. In the backcourt, Cravagna spins away from trouble. Now he's trapped on the sideline. Into the hands of Taylor between the circles. Lobs down to Zinner on the right elbow. When Staunton makes shots, they can play with anybody. They have just not shot the ball well most of the year. Playing better as of late. On the attack, Barrett rises. Missed it from 14. Ottersburg tried to save it, could not. It'll be out of bounds to Staunton. Just underway, first quarter. At this game's half as intense and good as the JV game, we're in for a classic. Seavers in the backcourt. Gillespie wanted the buzzer in overtime in the JV game, 71-68. Ray, no look. Booth rises from the foul line, missed it off the left side of the rim, and the rebound down to Dom Taylor. He leaves it off for Cravagna. Man-to-man defense for the Dogs. Cravagna checked by Devin Ray. Gets a high screen from Zinner. Cravagna rises up, rejected by Heeman, but a foul on Dillon. His first comes at the 6:53 mark of the opening quarter. And Cravagna will be at the free throw line. Anthony, the 6'1 junior. First toss, good. And Gillespie's on the board. Zinner coming into the backcourt to talk to head coach Casey Schultes. As Cravagna eyes up the second toss. Knocks it down. 3-2, Staunton leads. Into the hands of Lucas Seavers. Gillespie's man-to-man here as Barrett picks up Seavers at midcourt. Lucas goes behind the back on the left wing with Devin Ray. To the right elbow, back to Seavers now. Into the triple threat, puts it on the deck all the way to the rim. Wild layup, lost his footing, missed the shot, and the rebound down to Cravagna. Anthony comes across the timeline, down the sideline, all the way to the rim, stripped on the way up. It's off of Heeman out of bounds, and it'll stay with Gillespie. 6:28 for the first quarter. Cravagna slaps the ball in play. Wanted Zinner, now he'll lob to Taylor, makes the catch on the right block, off the way to it's good for Dominic Taylor. His first bucket, and Gillespie has the lead 4-3. 6:20 for the opening quarter. Both coaches will not have a voice after this game is over here tonight, trying to shout instructions so their kids can hear it. It is loud in here tonight. Left side of the key with Devin Ray. Ray, top of the key. On the slip to Booth, Ethan. Contact, no whistle, good defense by Zinner. Rebound down to the Miners. Cravagna quickly in the front court with the pass to Taylor. Zinner rises from 16, missed it, and the rebound belongs to Booth for Staunton. He leaves it off for Silas Cox. Sy will come into the front court, the lefty. Into the hands of Seavers on the right wing. On the baseline now with Booth. Back to Cox.
Silas, top of the key to Heeman. Dillon will fire the three off the heel too strong. And then Taylor loses the rebound out of bounds. It'll stay with Staunton. 5.5 minutes opening quarter. Baseline out of bounds for the Bulldogs. Ethan Booth gets it in the corner with Dillon Heeman. Left side of the key to Severs. Cox runs the baseline. He'll fire the three. Partially blocked by Ottersberg. Goes right to Booth in front of the rim, and he lays it up and in. Right place, right time for Ethan Booth. 5-4, Dogs lead. Barrett breaks the full court pressure. Gets it off to Zinner. Finds Gravagna at the foul line. Anthony left hand layup is good. Nice move for Gravagna. He has four, and it's 6-5 Gillespie. 5 minutes for the first quarter. Good start for both teams. When there's intensity like this in the stands, usually the players can feed off of that down on the floor. Heeman at the left side of the key. Leaves for Devin Ray. Devin, oh, nice. No look pass to Heeman off the window. It's good. Dillon's first bucket. 7-6 Staunton. Bulldogs pressuring in the backcourt man-to-man as Ray picks up the pressure on Gravagna. Anthony comes across the timeline, turns the corner, gets past Heeman, partially blocked by Dillon, and the rebound down to Ray. No look pass to Cox. Silas back to Devin. On the right wing, gets a screen from Heeman. He's going to pull up from 18. Devin Ray off the heel. Offensive rebound, Cox. Silas underneath the hoop. Bounce past the Booth, lays it up, left it short, and the rebound down to Taylor. We approach the midway point of the opening quarter, and Casey Schultes wants a timeout. 4:08 for the first quarter. Staunton 7, Gillespie 6. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the minor timeout, Gillespie has it inbounds, trailing by a point halfway through the opening quarter. Dom Taylor out front on the right wing. Now works back to the right side of the key. Into the hands of Gravagna. Left wing rises from 14. Around and out. No good. And the rebound down to Heeman. Here comes Staunton. Severs a pass in the front court to Ray. And Devin on the hesitation bounce called for the palm. He did. First turnover of the ball game. Comes with the 3:41 mark of the opening quarter. Gravagna in the backcourt. We'll get it into Frankie Barrett. Barrett guarded by Severs. He's going to be trapped. Nope, they don't come with the trap, and he throws it away. He thought they were coming with the trap, and he threw it long over Dominic Taylor's head in the front court. Bounced off the top side of the wall here at the pit. Severs across the timeline. Gets a screen from Booth. Oh, then Lucas double dribbled. He thought Booth was going to roll to the basket. Ethan did not, and so that forced Severs into the double dribble. 3:25, first quarter, 7-6 Staunton. In the backcourt, Gravagna will throw it in. Checking in Billy Gill for Gillespie, the 5'9 junior. He replaced Zinner. Gravagna out between the circles. Also in is Mason Barber, a 6'6 senior for the Miners. And we have a whistle and foul as Barrett came out for Gillespie. Foul on Staunton is their second. They're going to get Devin Ray on the hand check. Gillespie lines everybody up along the baseline. Taylor in the right corner. Bounces to the right wing. Hands it off to Gravagna. Anthony rises from the right elbow, left it short. Rebound to Taylor. Dominic off the window, missed it, and the rebound down to Heeman. Outlet to Cox. Here comes Silas, left wing, in the corner now to Devin Ray. On the left block to Booth. He draws a crowd across the floor. Heeman will rise and hit. Dillon Heeman from 8 feet has his second field goal, 9-6 Staunton, 2:40 for the opening quarter. And it goes to Gravagna, Ray all over him. Keeps the dribble alive in the backcourt. Now Cox comes with a trap right at the timeline. Gravagna bounces away from that and comes into the front court. Anthony on the left wing gets a screen from Barber, works the other way, drives baseline, caught underneath the hoop, partially blocked by Booth, down to Heeman, and a jump ball as Gravagna tied him up, and Gillespie will have it on the arrow. Good job by Gravagna. Gives up about 6 inches to Heeman. But he stuck his nose right in there and got the extra possession. Taylor, left corner pocket three, left it short. And the rebound down to Severs. Lucas comes between the circles, gets a screen from Heeman. Dillon rolls the hoop. Instead, they will hand off to Cox. Silas across the head of the key to Devin Ray. Booth sets the screen and rolls the hoop. Nothing there. Left side of the key with Heeman. Bounce pass to Cox. Taylor checks him. Inside of 2 minutes for the first quarter. Staunton trying to get over 500 here tonight. It's been a long battle to do that this season. Booth, 18-footer out of the corner, missed it all. Offensive rebound to Cox. Falling away, rejected by Taylor. It'll stay with Staunton. Silas had nowhere to go as he was falling down. He just tried to throw it towards the rim, and Dominic Taylor said, I do not think so. Ottersberg and Taylor out. Zinner and Barrett return. Ray looking, gets it in the corner to Heeman. In the left corner, all alone. Now he'll shoot it, and he'll hit it. He hesitated. He wanted to pass, and instead, he gets the triple. 7 for Dillon Heeman. 12-6, Dogs lead, 85 seconds, first quarter. Barrett picks up his dribble in the backcourt, leaves it back for Cravagna. It's 7 unanswered points for Staunton. 70 seconds for the first half. Dribble handoff to Barrett. Had it jarred loose, but he maintains possession. Frankie crosses over. Now works back middle of the lane and a block on Staunton. Third team foul on the Dogs. Looks like Silas Cox will be the guilty party here. Tyler Grandidier going to check in. The 6-foot senior replacing Ray. That foul was on Cox. His first. Baseline out of bounds for Cravagna and the Miners. Anthony will lob to Barber, tipped away by Grandidier, out of bounds, and Gillespie will throw it in once again from the baseline. Everybody bunched in the lane. Now they fan out. Baseball pass back into the backcourt, hauled in by Frankie Barrett. Final minute, first quarter. Barrett on the right wing. Leaves it back for Gill. Into the hands of Barrett in the left corner. Brings it back between the circles. 45 seconds for the opening quarter. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. A screen from Zinner. Barrett turns the corner, stripped and fouled on the way up. That'll be the first personal on Ethan Booth. Fourth team foul on Staunton with 40.7 for the first quarter. And that will be a shooting foul for Frankie Barrett. Gillespie 2 of 2 from the foul line here in the opening quarter. Those tosses made by Cravagna. Seconds for the first quarter. Barrett taking his time at the line. Toss good. That ends a little 7-0 spurt for Staunton. Makes it 12-7 Bulldogs. Second free throw for Barrett. Got that one as well. 12-8, Staunton leads, 40 seconds for the first quarter. Silas Cox will walk it into the front court for the Bulldogs. Now Severs will come and take the basketball. Into the triple threat position out near midcourt. Works right ring in the corner. It goes to Grandidier. Tries to feed the post to Heeman. It's out of bounds off of Gillespie. Grandidier on the baseline. Will throw it in. Now Severs will come to throw it in. Two Dogs each side of the lane. Lucas looking. Still looking. He will lob it out to Cox. Goes over his head. He'll have to race in the backcourt to pick up the basketball. He beat Gill to it. Gets it off to Grandidier. Tyler, bounce pass to Heeman. Off the window. It's good. 9 first quarter points for Dillon Heeman. 14-8 Bulldogs lead. 10 seconds for the quarter. Cravagna across midcourt. Gets a screen from Zinner with 3. Jump stop. Fades on the baseline, left it short. And after one quarter here in the pit, it is Staunton 14, Gillespie 8. We're back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Vintage atmosphere inside the pit tonight. Staunton and Gillespie, full student sections, big, big crowds here this evening. Bulldogs lead by 6. They get the basketball to start the second quarter. Grandidier in the right corner. Puts it on the floor, cut off. Pivots around, wants to post the Booth. Ethan makes the catch deep, goes up over Ottersberg for the bucket. Nice move by Ethan Booth. He took his time and went to work. Four for Booth. It is 16-8. Staunton with the lead. Out front, Carvagna. Spins middle, rises off the heel, and oh, it kicked out. Offensive rebound picked up by Zinner after Ottersberg kept it alive. Barrett for three, got it. Frankie Barrett off the second chance, hits the triple. He has five, and it's a five-point lead for Staunton, 16-11. Severs, contact on Barrett, and who's it going on? Barrett. First foul of the game on Gillespie. 7-13 for the first half. Grandidier will throw in right in front of the Gillespie bench. In the backcourt to Severs. Lucas Severs sheds Barrett with the behind-the-back dribble. Turns the corner, now leaves it on the baseline for Booth. Into the hands of Grandidier, top of the key. Left wing to Cox. Silas will bounce between the circles, being checked by Carvagna. Leaves it for Severs. Into the hands of Heeman at the foul line. Hand off to Lucas. Severs all the way to the rim. Layup good. Nice strong take for Lucas Severs. No one cut him off, and he got all the way to the 10. 18-11, Staunton. 6:40 for the first half. Carvagna in the backcourt comes across the midcourt stripe. Being guarded by Grandidier. Gets a high screen from Zinner. Right wing now picks up the dribble into the hands of Ottersberg. Back to Carvagna. Anthony. Bounces it once, leaves it for Barrett between the circles. Frankie Barrett on the left wing. Top of the key to Blake Zinner. Zinner pivots around. He needs someone to come get the basketball. Taylor will come between the circles and take the rock. 6:05 first half. 7-point lead for Staunton, 18-11. Taylor lost the dribble, picks it up, now leads for Carvagna. Anthony, nice spin move rejected by Ethan Booth. On the help side defense, Booth came over with the easy block. Griffin Bianco will check in for Staunton, a 6'1 senior, replacing Booth. Out of bounds on the baseline for Gillespie. Carvagna will lob to Taylor, top of the key. Dominic puts it on the floor. Back to Anthony. Carvagna lost his footing, and he traveled. He stumbled on the catch and then slipped. That'll be Gillespie's second turnover. Dueling student sections here tonight. In Gillespie, as it should be. 5:45 for the first half. Bianco way out on the right wing. Poked away by Ottersberg, then deflected out by Bianco. Great defense by Alex Ottersberg. And now he's talking to Bianco down the floor. Got to be careful there. Don't want to get teed up. The official comes in and tells him to knock it off. Now it's great defense, though, from Ottersberg. Taylor all the way to the rim, floats it up, too strong off the heel. Rebound to Zinner. Are they going to get him for a foul? That's Cox wound up on the ground, and I think they are. Blake Zinner's first, team second. 5:34 for the first half. 18-11, Staunton leading. Severs in the backcourt. At midcourt now to the foul line. All the way to the rim. Layup too strong. Rebound Heeman. They're going to get Dillon over the back. Second on Heeman. Fifth on Staunton. That will get Ethan Booth right back to the table and check in for Heeman. Staunton showing full court pressure here with Severs, Cox, and Grandidier. It's a man-to-man pressure look. Carvagna. Will needs to get it in and will do so at the last moment to Taylor. Gives it right back to Carvagna, who sprints into the front court down the sideline, and now a hand check on Staunton. They will get Grandidier. His first, Staunton's sixth. Next one puts him over the limit the remainder of the half. Sideline out of bounds. For Carvagna. He will lob middle of the lane to Ottersberg. Alex, nice catch. Rejected by Cox. It's going to be out of bounds off of Gillespie. Maybe. The officials are going to get together. They might change this. Still talking down there underneath the Gillespie hoop. And it will be Gillespie ball. That's what you like to see. The officials get together. Officiating's all about angles, and if you got the better angle and saw it properly, you got to tell your crewmate, and that's what they did right there. In the right corner to Frankie Barrett. Puts it between his legs, working on Severs. Leaves it for Taylor. Dominic Taylor down to Zinner. Leg Zinner. Kicks to Taylor for three. Missed it. Rebound tipped around. Ottersberg tapped it around. And then Booth picks it up. Ottersberg sprained his ankle on the play. He's limping back quickly. Grandidier has his pass tipped and stolen by Taylor. Here comes Gravagna into the front court. Hesitation bounce all the way to the rim and a whistle and foul on Staunton, the seventh team foul on the Bulldogs. 4:42 for the first half, and Gillespie will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Mason Barber will check in, replacing Ottersberg, who will limp off after spraining his ankle. Devin Ray returns for Staunton, replacing Grandidier. That foul went on Tyler, his second. Free throws for Cravagna, and he missed the front end. Actually, they called that foul on Silas Cox. It's his second. Severs for three, missed it. Rebound out of bounds off of Gillespie. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Cox stays on the floor with those two fouls. Ray gets it into Silas. He'll trigger the three ball. Missed that one off the heel. Bianco with the rebound. Lost it. Picked up by Taylor. Ahead to Cravagna up and down for the easy deuce. Six for Anthony. And it's 18-13 Staunton. 4:15 for the first half. Severs spins away from trouble in the backcourt. Leaves it off for Devin Ray. Oh, finds Booth on the slip. Off the window. It's good for Ethan. Staunton really utilizing that pick and roll very nicely. And now Gillespie throws it away, but Cox can't save it. It's picked up by Zinner. Cravagna will come into the front court halfway through the second quarter. Anthony between the circles with the left-hand dribble. Spins away all the way to the rim, off the window. It's good. Nice move for Cravagna as he spun right around and through that double team. A five-point lead for Staunton, 20-15, 3.5 minutes first half. Bianco on the left side of the key. He's called for traveling. Made the ball fake but shuffled his feet at the same time. Fifth turnover on Staunton. Gravagna will throw it in to Barrett in the backcourt on the baseline. Frankie. Being checked by Severs, spins away. Now the ball's jarred away, and Severs wins the race to the basketball. He will force it up, missed it, hit the rim an extra time, so Booth mistimed it, and the rebound down to Gravagna. Gillespie fortunate right there. Here's Taylor on the attack. Tough runner, missed it, and the rebound down to Cox. Taylor was falling to his left, shooting to his right. 3 minutes first half, 20-15 Staunton. Ray on the left wing. Top of the key, miscommunication, but Severs able to come and meet the basketball and save the possession. Here's Ray on the baseline. Drives, no look pass, threw it out of bounds. Sixth, Staunton turnover. Billy Gill will check back in for Gillespie. He will replace Frankie Barrett. Are they going to say it was tipped? It sure looked like it was out of bounds, last touch by Staunton, but they're going to give the ball to the Bulldogs. That was right in front of my broadcast position. So Bulldog basketball. Severs, 4-3, missed it off the heel, and the rebound down to Billy Gill. He will leave it back for Zinner. Now into the hands of Dominic Taylor. 2.5 minutes for the first half of play. 20-15, Staunton leading. Gillespie with the basketball. Cravagna attacks, gets his defender in the air. That's Ray and draws the foul. Eighth team foul. It'll be the second personal foul on Devin Ray. More free throws for Cravagna. He's 2 out of 3 tonight. His last trip, he missed the front end of the one and bonus. Still one and bonus. Toss good. 9 first-half points for Anthony Cravagna. That pulls Gillespie to within 4. This to make it a 1-possession game. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Booth. As Zinner and Bianco got tangled up, Bianco slow to get back. Severs kicks in the corner to Ray. Bianco just now crosses midcourt. He has the ball. Right back to Ray it goes. 2:05 first half. 20-16 Staunton. Severs on the right side of the wing. Leaves it for Booth. 18-footer off the baseline. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Devin Ray. He will dribble under the hoop. Now back to Booth. He didn't catch it cleanly, and then he commits the foul. His second, team's 9th, and will walk to the other end for foul shots. All the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106, and then Sports Saturday for you at 9:03. We'll have Kyle Horschelman in to talk about wrestling sectionals. We'll have Dave Kane on the phone to talk about boys postseason basketball, and we'll catch up with Lady Topper head coach Brett Teakin to talk about Hillsboro's sectional game on Monday against Pleasant Plains. Free throw good for Blake Zinner, his first point tonight. Pulls Gillespie to within 3, 20-17, minute 52 for the first half. Free throw number 2 is good. It's a 2-point ball game. Zinner out, Barrett back in for the Miners. A minute 52 for what has been an entertaining first half. The student sections on both sides have not taken a seat all night long, and they've been standing since the JV game. Bianco on the left wing across the floor to Ray. Taylor almost got the steal, and now Ray throws it away. 6 Staunton turnover. Now Taylor loses it the other way, picked off by Devin Ray. And now Staunton throws it away. 7th turnover on the Bulldogs. They were trying the long outlet pass to Severs, and it went right into the Gillespie bench. Tyler Grandidier will check in, replacing Bianco. A minute 28 for the first half. Gillespie ball down by a deuce. Barrett will take the inbound pass from Cravagna, then give it right back to Anthony. He will work into the front court, being checked by Grandidier. Tyler winds up on his knees, and Cravagna leaves it for Taylor. Dominic Taylor on the right wing. Bad pass to Barrett. Frankie deflects it right back to Dom. Taylor, dribble drive, layup is good. 4 for Taylor, tied at 20. Final minute, first half. Lucas Severs will walk it into the front court. Staunton led 14-8 after 1. We are now tied at 20, 50 seconds for the first half. Grandidier up top. Picks up the dribble, hands off to Cox. Silas will rise from 15, left it short, and the rebound down to Mason Barber for Gillespie. 40 seconds for the half. Cravagna takes his time as he now crosses midcourt. Half a minute for quarter number 2. And what do we have here? A foul out front. Who's it going on? I think it's going on Gillespie. They're going to call a moving screen. Their 5th turnover, 3rd team foul. They will get Billy Gill with the moving screen. Staunton ball now with 30 seconds for the half. In the backcourt on the sideline, they will get it in to Devin Ray. Ray works right side, being guarded by Taylor. Goes backdoor, does Grandidier, and we have a whistle and foul. It is on Gillespie. Their 4th baseline out of bounds. They will get Frankie Barrett with his 2nd personal foul. Grandidier will throw in on the baseline. Tyler looking, near corner, it goes to Ray. 18 seconds for the half. Severs checks the clock on the north end. Works right side. Into the hands of Cox with 10. Silas to the top of the key. Grandidier on the left wing with 7. Ray thought about the 3, puts it on the floor. Wild shot, and he is fouled. He just kind of threw it up and then was hit after he released the basketball. It'll be the 5th team foul on Gillespie with 3.6 seconds for the half. Devin Ray will have 2 free throws first personal foul on Dominic Taylor. Ray has not scored. Toss, good. That puts Staunton back in front, 21-20. Brent Kinder will check in, a 6'2 junior for the Dogs, replacing Cox. He will sit as he has those two personal fouls. Troy Redford does not want him picking up number three in the final seconds of the first half. Second toss for Ray is short. Rebound down to Barber. Barrett with one, three-quarters court, does not get it off. And after two quarters here at the pit in Gillespie, it is Staunton 21, Gillespie 20. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball on WSMI FM 106. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106. Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll have Kyle Hirschman talking about wrestling sectionals, Dave Kane to talk about boys postseason basketball, and we'll catch up with Hillsboro head coach Brett Tekin to talk about his Lady Toppers sectional date on Monday with Plains, a game we'll have at 6 o'clock Monday night right here on FM 106. Here we go, third quarter underway. Gillespie gets the basketball first, trailing by a point. Cravagna all the way to the rim. Nice jump stop. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound down to Heeman. Rips it away from Cravagna. Now a foul on Anthony. That'll be his first, team's first. Gillespie has Cravagna, Taylor, Barrett, Zinner, and Ottersberg. Good to see Alex back on the floor after he tweaked his ankle in that first half. For Staunton, they have Cox, Severs, Ray, Booth, and Heeman. Booth and Cox, along with Heeman, playing with two fouls apiece. Man-to-man for Gillespie. Ray, top of the key. Works left side. On the right side of the key now with Ethan Booth. Into the hands of Lucas Severs. Gets a screen from Booth. Ethan rolls to the rim. Lucas will take it himself. Short-armed it. Rebound, Heeman off the window. It's good for Dylan. His first bucket since the opening quarter. He has 11 for the ball game. 23-20 Staunton. Cravagna into the front court. Turns the corner. Double teamed under the rim. Pivots away off to Taylor. 16-footer. Yes for Dominic Taylor. Six for Dom. Back to a one-point lead for Staunton. 23-22. Just underway. Third quarter. 6:50 to play in the quarter. Severs handles out front. Gets a screen from Heeman. Now works right side with Booth. Into the hands of Devin Ray. Up top to Heeman. Dylan. Off to Cox. Silas has 3 points. He hit a triple about 3 seconds into the game. Hasn't scored since. Severs, slip pass to Booth. Ethan bounces, rejected by Ottersberg, and they're going to get Alex for the foul. First on Ottersberg, second team foul. And Booth was in the act of shooting, so he'll get two tosses. Great energy and atmosphere in the pit tonight. Booth's free throw is off the mark, no good. I mentioned it earlier, then you heard John Blank allude to it. Had a fan get kicked out after the JV game for the way that it ended. Second free throw for Booth. That one rattles out of the rebound down to Dom Taylor. The game was already in overtime. It probably should have gone to double overtime, but the officials counted the bucket. Here comes Taylor. Nice little Euro step. Layup won't go, but he gets his own rebound. He's going to fire the three. Why not? Dominic Taylor buries the triple. Missed the layup, hit the three. It is 2019. 25-23. Gillespie back in front. Severs will hand to Cox. Silas, little head fake, rises from the foul line, left it short, and the rebound down to Cravagna. Anthony wants to run. Streaking towards the rim. Layup missed it. Rebound is going to be a jump ball as the official couldn't determine it. Actually might have gone off both players at the same time, as hard as that is to believe. They're both jockeying for the ball. The arrow gives it to Staunton. 25-23. Miners with the lead. On the baseline, Heeman, great position off the window. It's good. A baker's dozen for Dylan Heeman off the fine from Severs. Tied at 25. Cravagna in the backcourt. Leaves it for Blake Zinner. Return pass to Carvagna. He wants to set up a play. He holds out between the circles. A little jab step on Ray. Leaves it off for Taylor. Dominic finds a slashing Carvagna. Anthony off the window. It's good. Good offense there from the Miners. 11 for Anthony. Gillespie back in front, 27-25. A classic Macoupin County rivalry, Staunton and Gillespie. And the intensity and flair is back in it tonight. Sievers goes behind the back. Ray for three and the lead, missed it. Rebound fought for by Barrett and Sievers. Barrett gets slung to the ground. We're going to have a jump ball. Arrow should give it to Gillespie. 4:38 for quarter number three. Staunton showing the full court pressure, man-to-man. Carvagna, he's going to lob it to Taylor. Dominic had to race to the sideline to keep it in play. Taylor comes across the timeline. Zinner levels Cox, no whistle. Troy Redford out on the floor, arms extended. He can't believe that. Barrett now is checked by Sievers. And I don't know, this game, it could get out of a hand in a hurry. Baseline out of bounds for Carvagna. It's almost been like a powder keg in here tonight. Both sides just waiting to erupt. Carvagna gets it in the corner. Taylor for three, left it short. Rebound, Zinner has it, throws it off of Ray. Now Carvagna is fouled by Silas Cox. Silas can't believe it. Third on Cox, and Cox is thinking, I got leveled by a screen, and now you're going to get me on a hustle foul. His third. Baseline out of bounds. Carvagna to Zinner. 16-footer, no. Rebound down to Booth, and now a whistle and foul. Think they will get Ottersburg here. They will. For Alex, his second. Team's third. Mason Barber to the table. He will check in, the 6'6 senior, replacing Blake Zinner, the 6'4 junior. Sievers will handle in the backcourt. Now a pass across the timeline to Devin Ray. Ray, right side of the key on the left wing with Sievers. Feeds the middle of the lane to Heeman. Rises up. Soft touch is good for Dillon. 15 for Heeman. Nice move for Dillon. He's having a big ball game. Tied at 27. 3:50 for the third quarter. Here comes Taylor quickly into the front court. Finds Barrett on the right wing. Frankie Barrett, right side of the key. We'll leave it off for Carvagna. Anthony wants to run some offense here. He will work right side, kicks. Taylor, 4-3, left it short. Rebound, Booth goes high for it and pulls it down for the Bulldogs. Into the hands of Sievers. Long pass to Cox. He will fire from the right corner, missed it. He will follow his shot, tried to save it, but Ray was also trying to save the basketball, so he couldn't get it, and the Miners come out with it. Carvagna crosses over, rises up, and he's hit on the release. Free throws for Carvagna. Third team foul on Staunton. They will get Devin Ray on the personal. For Devin, that will be his third. Carvagna tonight has 11 points, 3 of 5 at the foul line. Make it 4 of 6. And we have a timeout on the floor. 3:11 for the third quarter, 28-27. Gillespie leads Staunton back to the pit in 40 seconds. Following the timeout, second free throw for Carvagna is good. He has 13 tonight, and Gillespie leads 29-27. We approach the three-minute mark of quarter number three. Right wing with Grandidier. Tyler, right side of the key on the left wing with Sievers. Feeds the post to Heeman. Tough catch. Dillon makes it. Finger roll. Oh, no. He tried to stuff it, and he missed it. And the rebound down to Gillespie. 2:45 for the third quarter. That was just a drop step, and Heeman up by the rim tried to put it down, and it rattled out. Here's Gill, rises up, left it short. Rebound down to Ethan Booth. Granted here quickly across the timeline. He will slow it up now, top of the key. on the left block to Booth. Ethan off the window. It's good. Wide open under there. Gillespie lost sight of the 6'6 Ethan Booth. Booth has eight, and we are tied at 29. Staunton led by six after one, by one at the half. It's now tied at 29 with 2:10 to play in the third quarter. Out front with Gravagna. Anthony on the right wing, keeps the dribble alive, takes a quick check of the clock. Left wing now with Taylor. Between the circles, the Barrett, they swing it to Anthony, right back to Frankie. Return pass to Gravagna. On the baseline to Barber. Back to Anthony. Top of the key to Barrett. Frankie spins at the foul line. Kicks to Anthony. Gravagna. Right back to Barrett. 100 seconds, third quarter. Here's Gravagna. Wants to drive baseline. Anthony under the rim. In trouble. Will get back out. Top of the key. Barrett. He'll fire the three. Yes. For Frankie Barrett. Eight for Barrett. A three-point lead for Gillespie. Another nice offensive possession for the Miners. 80 seconds, third quarter. 32-29 Gillespie. Grandidier feeds the block. Keeman off the window. Oh, he missed that one. Left it short. Rebound picked up off the floor by Booth, and he is fouled, and he'll have free throws. Or will we get a jump ball? It'll be a foul. Fourth of the half on Gillespie. And the first personal on Mason Barber. Baseline out of bounds. Booth needs to get it in. He will lob out near midcourt to Severs, who makes the catch with Gill in his hip pocket. Cox for three. Missed it. Rebound down to Gravagna. Final minute, third quarter. 32-29. Gillespie leads with the basketball. Gravagna again checks the clock here on the north end. Anthony. Between the circles, cut off by Severs. Leaves it for Taylor, right back to Gravagna. 40 seconds for the quarter. Grandidier tried to jar it loose, but strong hands from Gravagna didn't allow it. Anthony bouncing out near midcourt, picks up the dribble across the floor to Taylor. Operating out at that volleyball spike line. Half a minute, looks like Gillespie content to hold for the final shot. Staunton in a 2-3 zone piece. 20 seconds. For the quarter. Now Grandidier and Severs work up on Gravagna. 15 seconds for the quarter. Anthony bouncing out near midcourt with 12. Gillespie will hold for the final minute of the quarter. Will they get a good shot? Severs almost stole it right from Gravagna. Out of bounds. And Gillespie will throw in with 7.1 for the quarter. Leading by three. Gravagna gets it into Taylor. Right back to Anthony with five. He needs to go with three. At the volleyball spike line with two. Turns a corner with one. Lets it fly at the horn. Off the rim, just a little bit short. After three quarters, it is Gillespie 32, Staunton 29. We'll come back to the pit with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Gillespie High School. Staunton gets the ball first. They're going to turn it over as Severs throws it into the back court for an over in the back, over and back violation. Now that is just Staunton's eighth turnover. I didn't have them for a turnover in that third quarter. Into the hands of Zinner. He will fire quickly. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Taylor missed it. Another offensive rebound. Zinner, and he's fouled by Cox. Four on Silas Cox. With 7:42 to play in the ball game. 32-29 Miners. Gravagna will lob out to Taylor. Gillespie won the third quarter 12-8 after outscoring Staunton 12-7 in the second quarter. They lead by three to start the money quarter. 7.5 for the ball game. Gravagna handling out near midcourt. Gets a screen from Zinner. Foul line. Finds Zinner on the right block. Off the window. It's good for Blake Zinner with a nice spin move. Four for Zinner. 5-point lead for Gillespie. Severs on the right wing. Top of the key to Grandidier. Tyler Grandidier at the foul line. On the baseline to Cox. Silas will fire. Can't get it. Rebound down to Zinner. He will leave it off now for Gravagna. Inside of 7 minutes for the ball game. Anthony Cravagna comes across the timeline. Top of the key, hesitation dribble to the left elbow. Pocket picked by Severs. Here comes Lucas the other way, goes into the shoulder of Barrett. Left hand finish good for Lucas Severs. He has four. That was a very strong move with the offhand. 3-point lead Gillespie, 6.5 for the ball game. Anthony Cravagna out between the circles. With the left hand, turns the corner. Layup rejected by Heeman, but a foul. Third on Dillon. Fifth, team foul. Two free throws for Cravagna. Staunton just 1 of 4. Check that. Gillespie is 7 of 9 at the foul line. Staunton just 1 of 4. Cravagna has 13 points tonight. Toss off the heel, too strong. Devin Ray returns for Staunton. 6-16 for the ball game. Free throw is good for Anthony Cravagna. He has 14. And it's 35-31. Devin Ray across the timeline for Staunton, handling out by that volleyball spike line. Top of the key to Grandidier. On the left wing to Severs. Back up top to Grandidier. 6 minutes for the ball game. Back into the hands of Devin Ray. Devin between the circles. Crosses over. Going to rise up too strong. And the rebound down to Cravagna for Gillespie. Anthony into the front court being guarded by Grandidier. Dribbling out near midcourt as Ray winds up on the floor, fouled by Taylor. Now Dominic Taylor just got teed up. He said something to Ray when he was on the ground. And for Dominic Taylor, that is not a smart technical foul right there. You're winning by 4 with 5:38 to go. No need for that. I don't think we're going to get a double technical here. The refs are going to get together. I think it was a personal foul on Taylor and then a technical foul on Taylor. 5:38 for the ball game. Ethan Booth will go to the foul line to shoot the technical tosses. And it was just unnecessary for Dominic Taylor. Free throw, good. Mark it down. It was 35-31 with 5:38 to play at the time of the tee. Booth knocks down both free throws. He has 10, and the lead is cut in half to 2, and it'll be Staunton ball. This has been an intense game on the court and in the stands. The JV game was intense. A fan for Staunton got kicked out after the JV game. It ended in controversy. Terry Allen got teed up late in the JV game. With about 5 seconds to go, and Staunton winning by a point. Grandidier on the right wing. At the foul line, underhand shovel to Ray. Devin, behind the back, working on Gill. Feeds the block to Booth. Ethan pushed off the block, out to Ray. Devin, nice ball fake to the rim. He's fouled. 2 free throws for Devin Ray. That technical has the Staunton student section re-energized. Third foul on Dominic Taylor. Devin Ray at the free throw line. He has 1 point tonight. He's 1 of 2 at the line. He'll get 2 tosses, and he left it short. Stays a 2-point lead for Gillespie. Taylor and Barber in for Gillespie as Zinner will check out and Cameron Hailstone is out. Second free throw for Ray. That one is no good. He missed the pair. Rebound down to Taylor for the Miners. We approach the 5-minute mark. Taylor lost the handle, being guarded by Ray. And now Casey Schultes wants a timeout. 5:07 for the ball game. Gillespie 35, Staunton 33. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Gillespie. It is old school tonight, Staunton and Gillespie. They didn't like each other too much for a long, long time, and that has resurfaced here tonight. They've been going at it all night long, and I'm talking about in the stands. 5 minutes for the ball game, 35-33. Gillespie leads with the ball. Cravagna picked up his dribble, lobs down to Taylor, goes right into the chest of Heeman, and Dillon blocks it away. He leaves it off for Severs. 4:45 for the ball game. Lucas handling out front. The five count is on. He needs to get moving, and he will get it away to Grandidier on the left wing. Return pass to Severs. Lucas out front to Grandidier at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Devin Ray. Bad pass, but it's deflected right back to Devin. He will attack now in the corner. Three. Grandidier missed it. Follows a shot. Gets the rebound. Follow, good. No one blocked out the shooter. Tyler Grandidier has his first bucket, and we are tied at 35. We approach the midway point of the money quarter. Here's Taylor on the right wing. He will dribble back between the circles now as we hit the four-minute mark. Man-to-man for Staunton. Taylor out front to Cravagna, being guarded by Grandidier. Anthony backs it out towards midcourt now. 3:45 for the ball game. Both these teams will be at the Southwestern Regional in 2 weeks, playing in that quarterfinal game. Gillespie will play Litchfield. Staunton will play Southwestern. Now a steal by Severs. Left-hand layup good. Six for Severs. And Staunton back in front, 37-35. 3:20 for the ball game. Cravagna turns the corner, and we have a foul on Staunton. Their sixth team foul. They will get Grandidier with his second personal foul. Barber out, Zinner back for the Miners. Baseline out of bounds for Cravagna. He will lob up top to Barrett. Deflected away by Severs, but he can't keep it in play. And it'll still be Gillespie ball, this time a sideline trigger in the front court. About volleyball spike line extended. 3:18 to play. Barrett going to lob down to Gravagna. Great position. Blocked and fouled by Grandidier. That's his third. Seventh team foul. Tyler thought it was clean. 37-35 Staunton, two free throws for Cravagna. He has 14 points tonight. Two important tosses here. First one, good. Barber in, Gill out for Gillespie. Second free throw to tie the game at 37. Good. 16 for Cravagna, tied at 37. 3:10 for the ball game. Out front with Grandidier. Tyler bounces on the right wing, left side of the key to Severs. Into the hands of Hema on the left wing. Dillon puts it on the deck. Bad pass, turned over. Stolen by Cravagna. Anthony to the rim, missed the layup. Taylor's putback is good. Dominic Taylor never gave up on the play. He has 11. And Gillespie back in front, 39-37, with 2:45 to play. Devin Ray on the right wing, into the corner he goes, picks up the dribble, finds Grandidier. Tyler bounces to the foul line, keeps the bounce alive. Now underhand shovel to Heeman, just beyond the foul line. Leaves for Severs. Lucas Severs back to Heeman. Right wing, almost stolen again. Grandidier will rise for 15, way too strong. Heeman, a nice rebound, and then his pass out to Booth goes right through the hands of Ethan. It was a good pass. Booth just didn't catch it. 2:17 for the ball game. 39-37 Gillespie. Miners have the basketball. Into the hands of Dominic Taylor. Cravagna now will come and get the ball. In the backcourt now across the timeline for Anthony. Bounce pass to Taylor. Dominic Taylor lost the handle. It's off of Staunton. It'll stay with Gillespie. Silas Cox returns for the Bulldogs. He will replace Devin Ray. 2:02 for the ball game. Baseline out of bounds for Gillespie. Dominic Taylor on the attack, off the window, it's good. Dom Taylor now with the Baker's dozen. And it's a 4-point lead for Gillespie, 41-37, 107 seconds for the ball game. Staunton needs a good possession here. They don't need a three, but they do need a good offensive possession that ends in points. Down to Heeman, oh, he missed it. Good defense in there by Zinner, bodied him up. I think Dillon anticipated a little bit more contact as he overshot everything. And now a foul on Cravagna by Grandidier. And Staunton is over the limit. Eighth team foul, one in bonus for Anthony Cravagna. Staunton got the shot they wanted. Heeman just couldn't put it home. Cravagna has 16 points tonight. 17 would be big, and he got it. That makes it a 5-point lead, 42-37, with 88 seconds to play. Second free throw for Anthony. Good. 18 for Cravagna. 43-37 Miners. Now the Bulldogs really need a bucket. Still doesn't need to be a three, but they have to go quickly. Grandidier picked up his dribble. Pass out to Cox, almost stolen by Cravagna. And then he throws it off of Cravagna, and it bangs off the scorer's table. Anthony saying he missed me. The ref was right there, though. Silas threw that like he'll throw a baseball this spring. He zipped that thing. A minute 14 to play in the ballgame. 43-37. Gillespie leading, Staunton with the ball. Severs feeds the high post to Heeman. Oh, Booth was open. They didn't see him. Grandidier for three. Missed it off the heel. Rebound down to Cravagna. That was a big boy rebound right there. And he's fouled. Ninth team foul. So still one in bonus for Gillespie and Anthony Cravagna. 61 seconds for the ball game. I think Gillespie was asking Superintendent Joe Thiemann if they could storm the court, perhaps. Cravagna's free throw. Good. 19 for Anthony Cravagna. Missed that one. Rebound down to Heeman. And Dillon is fouled by Zinner. Not a smart foul there with a minute to go. As Casey Schultes points to his head as to tell Blake Zinner, we did not need that. It's one in bonus. It'll be Dillon Heeman at the free throw line. Gots to have these free throws if you're Staunton with the clock stopped. Toss, no good. Offensive rebound, Booth. Down to Heeman, layup good. 17 for Heeman, the clock running. 53 seconds, 44-39. Gillespie leads with the ball. Cravagna out near midcourt, and he's fouled by Lucas Severs. Cravagna will sprint down to the north end, hand the ball to the referee, and he'll head back to the free throw line. Troy Redfern is not happy. 45.8 seconds for the ball game. If Gillespie makes their free throws, they will be hard to catch. They lead by five with 45.8 seconds to play. The foul on Severs, his second. Cravagna has spent a lot of time at the foul line. Toss, no good. He's now missed his last two. 44-39, still a 5-point lead. Cravagna sitting on 19 points. Missed that one, and the rebound down to Heeman. Two big misses. 40 seconds for the game. Here comes Ray. 4-3. Missed it short. And the rebound down to Mason Barber. Gets it away to Cravagna, and Booth will give the foul. Third personal on Booth, and Cravagna right back to the free throw line. He is 5 of 9 in the quarter. No, 6 of 10 in the quarter. Missed his last three, though. Still in search of point number 20. Missed it. 33.3 seconds. Staunton still with a chance. Anthony tucks it under his left arm. Deep breath. Two bounces. A spin. Bends the knee. And got it. 20 points for Cravagna. A 6-point lead for Gillespie. Half a minute. Cox on the right wing. Up top. Heeman takes the three. Missed it. Rebound down to Anthony Cravagna. And they will foul him with 20 seconds to play. And Gillespie can sense it now. All the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Then Sports Saturday for you at 9:03. All of it here on FM 106. Free throw is good. 21 for Cravagna. He's taken up residence at that foul line here in the money quarter. A 7-point lead, 46-39. Second toss, short. Rebound off of Zinner's face, picked up by Sievers. Lucas, deep three, that's an air ball, picked up underneath by Cravagna, and he is fouled with 13.1 seconds. Gillespie is going to knock off their rivals here tonight, and Casey Schultes wants a timeout. 13.1 seconds for the ball game. Gillespie 46, Staunton 39. Back to the pit following these messages. Cravagna missed the first free throw. He'll get the second. Got that one. 22 for Anthony Cravagna. 47-39 Gillespie. Clock running 10 seconds. Cox, deep three, just grazed the front iron. And it's going to be saved in by Bianco. Picked up by Zinner. Cravagna will dribble it out. And the Gillespie Miners have beaten their rivals from Staunton. 47-39 is the final. And a very intense ball game and a fun night here at the pit. The Miners win it 47-39. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Well, that was fun. A vintage night here between Staunton and Gillespie at one of the great gymnasiums around the pit as the Miners win it 47-39. Staunton led 14-8 after one. Gillespie outscored them the next three quarters, 12-7 in the second, 12-8 in the third, 15-10 in the fourth as the Miners win it 47-39. Anthony Cravagna finishes with 22 points. He was 9 of 16 from the foul line in the fourth quarter alone. He spent all sorts of time at the free throw line. Finishes with 22 points tonight, 13 for Dom Taylor, 8 for Frankie Barrett, 4 for Blake Zinner. For Staunton, they were led by Dylan Heeman. He finished with 17, 10 for Ethan Booth, 6 for Lucas Sievers, 2 for Tyler Grandidier, 3 for Silas Cox, 1 point for Devin Ray. With the loss, Staunton drops to 12-13, 3-4 in South Central play. With the win, Gillespie improves to 8-17. They are now 2-5 in South Central Conference play. This thing was intense before the varsity game even started. Both student sections out in full force were standing for the entirety of the JV game, and then the JV game went to overtime. It got crazy after that. A Staunton fan was ejected after the conclusion of the JV game. And then the student sections were going back and forth all night long. And that intensity definitely was felt by the players on the floor as it was a high-intensity game all night long. And Gillespie comes out with the win, 47-39. I can tell you earlier tonight, Hillsborough beat Pena in South Central play by the final of 68-61. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports here on FM 106. And then Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll be talking about the wrestling sectionals with Kyle Hirschman, boys postseason play with Dave Kane, and we'll talk to Hillsborough head coach Brett Teakin about the Lady Toppers sectional semifinal game on Monday night against Pleasant Plains. That's a game we'll have live Monday night, 6 o'clock on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to all the folks here at Gillespie, Principal Shane Owsley, Athletic Director Mike Bertinoli, fantastic hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. A classic battle between Staunton and Gillespie goes the way of the Miners. They win it 47-39. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI. I am Tim Mize. We say goodnight from the pit in Gillespie.